Welcome to our devotional topic for today. The title is, Who Should Worship? In John chapter 4, 19, and verses 19 through 24, we read, And a woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus taught the woman of Samaria there will come a time when true worshipers will not worship at the tabernacle in Jerusalem or in the high places of Samaria. They will worship God according to truth and the right spirit or attitude of reverence, John 4 and verse 24. But who are these true worshipers that Jesus spoke of to the woman at the well? Well, they are the people who are sanctified and justified. We read in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 through 11, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. The Corinthians were sanctified and justified when they were washed or baptized for the forgiveness of sins, Acts 18 and verse 8. Hence, they have prepared themselves to worship the Lord. They are a people. That is, the true worshipers are a people who have been added to the Lord's church. In Acts 2 and verse 41 and 47, we read, And then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The ones who God adds to the church are the true worshipers, whether they are of the first century or of our century. Finally, they are people who worship God with understanding. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15. True worshipers understand what they are doing when they worship the Lord. They sing, pray, make a contribution, partake of the Lord's Supper, and study the Scriptures as it is proclaimed, all with understanding. True worshipers have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20. May we honor the Lord by preparing ourselves to worship God in obeying His truth to become a Christian.